the top of the Idea Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
I'm
I know you're going to dig this.
Dig this indeed. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online, most importantly online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. So, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This year, graduate level course in pop that we call Crap from the Past. Last week, I didn't do a whole lot of talking. And I listened back to part of the show, and it didn't sound like I was dying, but I assure you, I was. So, we did a little music nerd dance party last week, and that was fun, and I'm almost back to normal. Still coughing a little bit, because that's how I roll, and we're just going to do a normal show tonight. So, we started off there. Roy Ayers presents Ubiquity. That was the name of the group. And I picked up the record for dirt cheap, because the album is called Star Booty. That's right, Star Booty. How could it be bad? It turns out it's not so great. And so I just played you the first song off side two, Midnight After Dark from 1978, and we'll be donating that to the KFAI record sale. Because single-use records, that's how we're going to do it tonight. So it turns out in the basement, I was digging through, like, I need to find some new stuff here in the basement. As absurd as that sounds, that's actually plausible in my basement. So I'm digging through some stuff, and I came across this box that still had tape on it. It's a moving box full of records with tape on it. Apparently, I haven't opened this thing since I moved about 2 years ago. So I thought, this is very interesting. Opened it up, and oh my goodness. So if KFAI ever survives for another pledge drive, and we tend to do another all-knockoff show, I have the greatest knockoff records in the history of all history. So I'm teasing what's coming up in April, or whenever we do our next pledge drive. That's going to be fantastic. And along the way, I found some stuff that's not necessarily all knockoffs. So tonight, everything you'll be hearing is from that strange box that I didn't even know I had, of untouched records that I haven't even seen for the past 2 years, some of which I've played on the air before. I know I've played some Star Booty here on Crap from the Past, but not lately. And so we played that once. That's plenty. Let's move on, shall we? So this also stuck in the 70s, but for very different reasons. It's just disturbing. It's the Ray Conniff album called Laughter in the Rain from 1975. The cover, both covers, front and back, are animated. The front cover is disturbingly animated. I'll let you look it up online. The internet web will tell you exactly what that looks like there. Ray Conniff, Laughter in the Rain album from 1975. And this is just chock full of greatness. Most of it ironic. Most of it Glenn Leslie would not approve of. But this is, I'm playing the last song on side two, buried at the end of the album. And it made my teeth hurt. And not the good kind of make my teeth hurt, like when you have too much hot fudge or too much ice cream. Nope, this just made my teeth hurt because it's that good. Mm-hmm. Ray Conniff from 1975. And a poorly thought out cover of You're Having My Baby on Crap from the Past.
What a lovely way of saying what I'm thinking of you. Boogie Monster Gerber.
Came from a summer place, from a summer place. The theme from a summer place. It's the theme.
Next!
On Crap from the Past.
Let's dance, let's dance across the floor. Yeah, let's
That there sounds a lot like Casey and the Sunshine Band, as it should, because it's Casey and the Sunshine Band, written and produced by the guys from Casey and the Sunshine Band, and they got a guy named Jimmy Bo Horn to sing on it. Dance Across the Floor. Oh yeah, that's a smoking song from the album Dance Across the Floor, which the whole album just basically sounds like that. The 45 cuts the song in half. If it sounds like the song just kind of fades out and then starts again and is an instrumental version of the song, that's what it does on the album. That's what it does on the 12-inch single, which is peculiar, but I just thought I'd play that. So I will not be donating the Dance Across the Floor album from Jimmy Bo Horn to the radio station because it's too good. Nope, gotta keep that one. That stays in the basement. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, playing out crap from the basement tonight. All from one particular box that had still been sealed from when I moved 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago? It's been a long time, and I didn't realize there was one box left untouched for this grand experiment of playing all the music I have in the basement. And now, Montana. I don't know. It appears that this is a 12-inch single. It appears that the A-side is this gigantic medley of disco thingies inspired by Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which I'm pretty sure I've played here on the show. I'm pretty sure I have not played the B-side, which, well, let me get the correct title of this here. Warp Factor 2. I don't know. Let me make sure it's really called. Nope. The artist is billed as Montana. You now know as much as I do. So we're going to experience Warp Factor 2 from my basement on Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
This, for real, this goes on for another 3 minutes, but I think I've had enough of this. Warp Factor 2 from Montana. I don't know, 1978, that's the B-side of a 12-inch. I'm sure I've played the A-side at some point. Some other night. Damron Boogie Monster Gerber and you lucky people are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI.org. Or for those of you still desperately clinging to your FM receivers, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This here show is Scrap from the Past. It's like a graduate level course in pop. We've been doing this every week for over 22 years, if you can believe that. And there's a lot of accumulation, let's just say. Records just find their way into piles in the basement. And what I've been trying to do in the last 8 months or so, clean out the basement one record at a time. We played once on the air, we put it in it, set it aside in a pile to be donated to KFAI. And now, the Project 3 Total Sound Stereo Popular Science Monthly Stereo Test Record from 1967, which is an odd thing, but if you had a high fidelity hi-fi from way back when, presumably in one of those gigantic wooden consoles as built into the piece of furniture where you pop open the top and then put the record in from the top there and then set the top back down, everybody had one of these things in the 60s, you had to calibrate it somehow. Or, I suppose, if you had a high-fidelity thing. So, this side one of this record includes lots of test frequencies and frequency response things and things that go beep, but you don't really want to hear that. I don't think I can actually play that on the air. There might be some kind of regulation against that, so I'm just not going to go there. Instead, side two has actual musical pieces and some narration in them. And so, without actually properly previewing this, I've queued up something called Percussion Party Line, which I think will be very entertaining. There's no artist credited with these, but I think Enoch Light played a role in this because it is on Project 3. For what it's worth, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4 is what it says. The Popular Science Stereo Test Record. So, Percussion Party Line on Crap from the Past.
In our first musical selection, we demonstrated the normal range of the large Pops recording orchestra. From the low tones of the B-flat tuba to the extreme highs of the piccolo. To achieve an enjoyable musical evaluation of your reproducing equipment, we believe that it is most important that the test procedures include musical content of good quality. In presenting this musical program, we shall demonstrate many of the various orchestral instruments, and by means of short musical patterns and arrangements, give you an opportunity to compare the natural sounds of the instruments as you already know them with the sounds reproduced through your stereo equipment. We will combine tests for your speaker balance and response with an exposé of some of the different orchestral instruments, their sounds, their average range, their potential dynamics, and their own individual characteristics. For this particular test, we will use a few of the percussion and rhythm instruments, which are fundamental to a musical experience. First, the timpani. We will play a musical pattern on the left speaker, then repeat the same pattern on the right speaker. Among the many other rhythm and percussion instruments are the snare drum, cymbals, xylophone, vibraphone, cowbells, and bongos, plus a great number of novelty instruments used basically for special effect. Here is a musical arrangement which presents the above-mentioned instruments on alternate channels. Contributing to the development of the arrangement are organ, guitar, trumpet, trombone, and Fender bass. We'll be right back.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
He began his career as a man and continues today as a woman.
On Crap from the Past.
I've let it fade to complete and utter silence.
That was wrong.
Yes.
That was so wrong, Ron.
Nope, that's the definitive version of David Bowie's Life on Mars.
This is the first time I've been on Crap from the Past in a long time, and you do that to me. Why?
I just love that. I had it with me, because you saw me. I pulled everything from that
it's
one.
It's all just coming out of this little white crate, this little, like, quarter crate.
Yep, so I'm holding the record in my hands, and in walks DJ SLT and plunks himself down right back when he was Super Listener Tom.
And it's a pleasure to see you, but I thought, oh my God, Tom is here. I need to play this.
It's crap from the past. I have to sit in my old seat. It just doesn't feel right sitting in any other seat than the old phone monkey seat.
It's nice to have you back. So what I sprung on you there,
that's
the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Atrocity.
The London Symphony Orchestra and the Royal Choral Society, which means that there are vocals on some of these. So, Life on Mars, the David Bowie song, as butchered by that there. Produced by Jeff Jarrett and Don Reedman for Claude Hopper Productions. I don't know who those people are. But it's got the RSO logo, the little pig. And it's on KTEL from 1979 there. So, Classic Rock is the album, in case you want to hunt that down. There's a whole lot of greatness on this particular record. Greatness is relative. If you like what you just heard, you'll probably enjoy the rest of the record. It's not so good. So, I'm keeping that one also.
Oh.
Sorry, there's too much greatness to let that one go. Now, a guy named what the heck is his full name? I can't remember his full name. I think he's Italian. But he did the original version of a song called Self Control. Laura Branigan had the hit with it. The original, as done by Raff, was also done in English, but sounds just like the Laura Branigan cover. And I've played it here on the show. I know I have that on CD somewhere, and it's turned up in many places. I found a copy of the 12-inch. I'm holding a copy of the 12-inch in my hand here, and I thought, let me turn it over and play the B-side. This is new to me also. I wanted to challenge myself and play something I've never heard before. So, the B-side of a 12-inch single from Raff. Self-Control is the A-side, B-side, an unknown song called Running Away from 1984. This is Raff on Crap from the Past.
Running situation, man is on my team. Shake my tail. Noises make me nervous. Shadows on the wall. I wake up in the night. Hear my mama go. Now I find myself in that situation once again. Running situations got me running scared. Imitation mustache, color in my hair. Ain't got time for sleeping. Gotta get away. I turn around, bit by Chevrolet, and I find myself in that situation once again. I didn't wanna find myself in that situation once again. Running away. Sometimes it's wiser to disappear. Running away. Made a deal, wanted so badly to touch and to feel. Now that you had just what you're looking for, you're not so sure. Price was so high and the pleasure so fleeting. You made a deal, wanted so badly to touch and to feel. Don't wanna pay now, you're running away. Running away. Man is on my train. Gotta get a move on. Gotta shake my tail. Noises make me nervous. Shadows on the wall. I wake up in the night. Hear my mama call. Now I find myself in that situation once again. I didn't wanna find myself in that situation once again. My face.
things that were for your eyes. Now it should come to you as no surprise. Told you no lies. Time's up on you. Give the devil his due. And you wanted so badly to touch and to feel. Don't wanna pay now.
Monster Gerber.
After a whirlwind fling with Icelandic supermodel Njord, Fry scored a string of top 10 hits with his rock band Leaf 7, known for their hypnotic rhythms, driving bass lines, and memorable hooks.
That's what I'm known for!
On Crap from the Past.
goes on and on and on and on. I was going to fade it early, but if I'd faded it early, you wouldn't have gotten to hear that Spike Jones-worthy percussion breakdown there at the end. Stomp Your Feet, a rather long 12-inch single. The artist is credited as Ali Baba. And his real name, Ali Brown, that's Ali Brown of Ali and Jerry, who'd have a hit in 1984 with Breakin', There's No Stopping Us. Ali Brown and Jerry Knight were studio musicians, and they played with a lot of people, including people like Ray Parker Jr. So when I found the Ali Baba 12-inch, I was elated. About 15 years later, I finally played it on the air. So my version of elated doesn't really tend in towards airplay there so much. No, we don't move all that quickly here on Crap from the Past. You have to let it percolate. Or like Glenn says, it has to be put in the ripening chamber, which in my case is the basement, for a good 15 years before we play it. And there you go. Now, something altogether perplexing. Again, this has been in the basement for at least a decade. It's on London Phase 4 Stereo Records from 1974, which that all by itself is peculiar because you don't see a whole lot released on this particular label here. And I'm holding it in my hands, and yet I still don't know what it is. It just looks cheap. It looks like a bootleg of something, but why would you make a bootleg of itself? Isn't that peculiar? I don't know. The album Sounds Galactic, Nova, Sounds of the Stars, and then it's got a bunch of cover songs, including Live and Let Die. Someday when I do a Not the Beatles show again, I'll play that. But not tonight. No. Instead, I'll play this. A remake of Gilbert O'Sullivan's Get Down from Sounds Galactic. All I know is that this is gonna be great on Crap from the Past.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches, 2037 Riverside Avenue, providing subs, clubs, and catering to the University of Minnesota, Augsburg College, and the West Bank of Minneapolis. More information is available at 612-344-4444 or online at jimmyjohns.com.
Okay, I don't know what to make of that. Johnson, what was it? Hang on a minute. I got to get this right. Johnson's Stage Band. And I assume Johnson was probably a high school. There's no way a junior high could have pulled that off. That there, from 1976, from the Live 76 album. There's an actual album of this band. That's Chameleon. It's the Herbie Hancock song as played by this stage band. That's pretty remarkable. The album I'm holding here, autographed by everybody in the band. So it's got autographs on the back of this. That's pretty great. And it makes me want to hear what else is on this. The first song on there was a Frank Zappa song. So between that and Chameleon, I am intrigued. And so I'm going to dig into that in more detail. Not going to make a steady diet of the high school bands, but I thought you guys need to hear that. You probably know Chameleon. That's what a high school band did to Chameleon. A challenging record and pretty entertaining. And my guess is that their parents in the audience had no idea what was happening. None at all. There you go. All righty, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. We're in mid-October, and this seems like a perfectly appropriate time to play Christmas music, because you can never start too early for Christmas. So from 1983, this is a 12-inch single released on Columbia for the Weather Girls. This is Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man This Christmas on Crap from the Past.
Every time the holidays come along, KFAI is supported by the internet professionals of IP House. IP House is a Minnesota-based provider delivering internet hosting to the world, one website at a time. Answers to your internet problems from the friendly geeks at IP House. More info online at iphouse.com.
If it were bad, we could make fun of it, but it wasn't that bad. It's off a little bit, but, you know, it's a little bit slower than it should be. That there, Enoch Light and many of the world's finest musicians. That's actually how the artist is built on that album. The album Big Hits of the 70s, Volume 3. That's their remake of I Feel Love. You got to be very careful when you remake the Donna Summer and the Giorgio Moroder records, because it can go south really quickly. It's a very fine line between, hey, that's kind of cool, and that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. So that there, right on the line. All righty then. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. About 15 minutes left here on Crap from the Past. If you're listening to KFAI tonight, you're going to want to stay tuned, because I found out that DJ SLT just isn't here just to answer phones. No, he's actually filling in for Simon tonight on True Brit. He will be a True Brit himself, which will be... Was that a first time you filled in for Simon?
First time filling in, I was guest on...
Tom was a guest a couple years ago, but first time driving the bus. So good luck, and stay tuned right here on KFAI. And now, a 10-inch record. I can't really remember the last time I played a 10-inch record here on KFAI. This may be the first time in the entire 22-year history that I've ever played a 10-inch record on the air. Because we can't play 78s here at the station. And I don't have many others. I have that Tom Lehrer album from 1950-something, like 1953. But I've never brought that in. And then there's this thing. So, the Melody 4. I should know more about them than I do, but I don't. I think they were from France. Now you know as much as I do. But it looked pretty cool. Apparently someone said, oh, you need to own this. So I do, and I'm finally getting around to playing it on the air. We'll just plunk it down at the very beginning of this particular record. TV May We, I think it's how the album's pronounced. This is Little Pictures, talking about TV. Yeah, that's the name of the title. From 1986, The Melody 4 on Crap from the Past.
Shirts, we choose our socks, we strive to dress with soul. But all will be lost when we get togged up if we have no time to control.
Pictures, those little pictures. Pictures, those little pictures.
You have your sports, you have your weather, cartoons, tragedies too. Don't let it be said that the show programmer has no time for you.
Pictures. Those little pictures. Pictures. Those little pictures.
Image is so important, whether on our backs or off. The intellect needs stimulation. No use being just a mindless talk.
Pictures. Those little pictures.
Lightning raconteurs with names will conjure up a world of glamour warranting envy, not a world for the likes of you or we. Job to do.
Come on, the TV's waiting. We have a job to do.
Let's view.
Melody Choice. Those like TV forevermore. Melody Choice.
KFAI is partnering with the Minnesota Food Truck Association and Harriet Brewing as sponsors of the Fall Feast Food Truck Rally. The rally features 18 food trucks plus music on the KFAI stage by Jack Platt, Doug Otto and the Getaways, the Everett Smithson Band, Mary Cutrafello, and the Federales. The Food Truck Rally takes place on Saturday, October 18th at Harriet Brewing, 3036 Minnehaha Avenue in Minneapolis. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to KFAI. Information is available on the events calendar at kfai.org.
There, more interesting than I would have given it credit for. Robert Ellis Orrell, and you don't know the name, and that's okay. That came out there in 1981. It's older than I thought it was. Now, if you know the name Robert Ellis Orrell, you know the song I Couldn't Say No, a duet he had with Carlene Carter from 1982, 3, something like that. After this, then that particular song was from an EP back when they were experimenting with EPs around 82, 83. EP, extended plays with only like 5 songs on them. Like that Scandal EP and like Carnival by Duran Duran and Blinded by Science by Thomas Dolby. That all came around out around the same time. The one song I knew by Robert Ellis Orrell was on one of those EPs. And so when I picked up this album called Fixation, I had just assumed this was after the EP. Nope, turns out it's 2 years before. So that there, White Noise from Robert Ellis Orrell from 1981. It was not a hit. Apparently, this album was recorded for an indie on WHI-FI Records, which is kind of cool. And it was picked up by RCA and distributed by RCA afterwards, after the fact, which is kind of neat. So there, it's all new wavy and kind of angry, and there you go. I just thought it was interesting. I'm never going to play it again. One of the ones to be donated to KFAI. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Oh, no. Only 8 minutes left on Crap from the Past? Well, I'm not going to play this whole thing because this would kill you. And you, in turn, would kill me. And that would be the end of everything. Nope. I'm going to play as much of this as I can stand. Now, if you stumbled across an album on Mary Kay Records with catalog number MK-1, and a copyright date from 1972, simply called Simulated Beauty Show, you'd buy it. Of course you would. And if you were me, you'd play it on the air. So after a good 12 years of ripening in the basement, thank you, Glenn Leslie, I'm going to play this. I don't know how far I'm going to get. Simulated Beauty Show from Mary Kay. That's a cosmetics company, mind you, from 1972 on Crap from the Past.
This Mary Kay Beauty Show record and flip chart have been developed especially for you. They were developed in response to the many requests from consultants asking how they could create a successful beauty show and how their present show presentations can be improved. This recording, coordinated with the flip chart, is the result. The content of the recording is the result of the knowledge, technique, and experience of the top people in the company. Their collective talents have been compiled to serve as a pattern for you to emulate in creating your very own beauty show. You can achieve maximum benefit from this recording by following the script and flip chart as you listen to the recording. Then, for practice, try giving someone, or yourself, a facial as you listen. Through seeing, hearing, and doing, you'll improve your ability to learn.
I've had enough of this. I'm sorry, it was not a success. So you can find that at the next KFAI record sale. Instead, I'm going to leave you with something British to get you in the mood for True Brit. A Brit named Belouis Sum. I don't know much about him, but the 12-inch to Imagination is just plain awesome. On Carp from the Past, I'll see you next week. Bye!
Make me love you too. Imagination is all I want from you.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.